FM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. A shift in government, not here, overseas.
To the country, I would like to say first and foremost, I am sorry. I have given this job my all, but you have sent a clear signal that the government of the United Kingdom must change.
Outgoing British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak, after his Conservative Party lost badly in yesterday's election. They had been in power for 14 years. The Labour Party's Keir Starmer will become the country's new prime minister. President Biden beginning a critical stretch in his effort to keep his re-election campaign going. He will meet with voters in Wisconsin and Pennsylvania today and will sit down for a one-on-one interview with ABC's George Stephanopoulos later. Hurricane Beryl, a Category 2 storm, as it batters the Mexican resort towns of Cancun and Tulum on the Yucatan Peninsula, Tulum especially in the crosshairs. Labor Department's June employment report out this morning expected to show the market beginning to cool just slightly. This is ABC News. The extreme heat wave battling the West is taking a toll on firefighters who are trying to put out those blazes.
Less wind is helping firefighters make progress on the wildfires burning, but the heat has been dangerous for them. On a 3,000-acre wildfire threatening the town of Oroville, several firefighters have been overcome by the hot weather. CAL FIRE Captain Robert Foxworthy.
These hot temperatures that we're experiencing obviously compound things, make things more difficult, especially on the firefighters, and just working in these conditions can be very challenging.
He says all of the injured firefighters are recovering. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Four people were treated for shark bites on Texas's South Padre Island on Thursday. Brian McDaniel was on the beach as swimmers were rescued.
I saw everyone running towards this guy. I went out there too, and this guy was getting pulled out of the water with a big shark bite.
Another person treated after another shark bite. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
You know Ignite Glass and Gifts' three locations in Madison, but you can also shop igniteglassandgifts.com. You'll find grinders, lighters, collectibles, hand-blown glass water pipes, artistically designed jewelry, and plenty of other items delivered straight to your door or to family and friends. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and O'Dana Road, plus igniteglassandgifts.com.
Give your bathroom a fresh look with help from Menards. Elger offers high-quality plumbing fixtures that you can count on. From spa-quality bathtubs to toilets and more, American Standard has it all. Like the Diplomat Round Toilet, featuring an ever-clean antimicrobial finish that prevents mold, mildew, and stains. Find American Standard toilets at Menards. Number one in customer satisfaction among home improvement retailers, according to J.D. Power. For more information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
Save big money at Menards.
This news report is sponsored by Wisconsin Capital Management, LLC, serving their clients for 40 years. Visit wiscap.com.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. President Biden tells Civic Media's Earl Ingram that Donald Trump wants to undo all he's done for Black Americans.
I'm sorry to get so worked up, but he is just, he's done terrible things to the community, and he has about as much interest and concern for Black and minority communities as the man in the moon does.
Biden says he's appointed Black leaders to high positions in government and fostered a boom in Black-owned businesses. Biden campaigns in Madison Friday. The leader of the Universities of Wisconsin's second biggest school is stepping down. UW-Milwaukee Chancellor Mark Mone says he plans to return to his faculty position in UWM's business school next spring. Mone was chancellor for 10 years. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
The Brewers head to Dodgers Stadium. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Brewers are in L.A. to open a three-game holiday weekend series against the Los Angeles Dodgers tonight. Milwaukee's still in first place with a six-game lead over St. Louis in the NL Central. The Dodgers in first place in the West with a six-and-a-half-game lead over the Padres. Tonight will be the debut of 29-year-old right-hander Aaron Civale, picked up in that trade earlier this week with Tampa Bay, against the Dodgers veteran righty Taylor Glasnow, who played for the Rays and the Pirates nights before that. Last night in Denver, the Brewers' bats went cold. They lost 4-3 to the Rockies, who had jumped out to an early 3-0 lead. And although the Rockies are in last place, they managed to split the four-game series with the Brewers. Pat Murphy after the loss.
There was a ton of opportunities tonight, I think, and a couple miscues defensively that cost us, but it's tough to have the intensity every night, but we do keep it close, and I'm just, you catch me 15 minutes after the game, I'm going to be disappointed.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Scattered showers and thunderstorms are likely today, and it will be mostly cloudy with a bit of clearing by late this afternoon. Our high 73, the wind northwest at 10 to 20. Tonight, clearing 59. Tomorrow, it will be partly cloudy and a bit warmer with a high of 78. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 64.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Jane is on vacation, but I, Greg Bach, am hosting in her stead. We welcome Civic Media's very own Luke Mathers to the show to go over all the news of the day. Join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 11.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for the Todd Lobel Show.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Mad Radio, WMDX, the John and Gordy Extravaganza. The family show is back again.
Yes.
Wow.
Here we are, John Peterson and Gordy Young.
This is We Survived July 4th edition of the family show.
Yeah. Somehow we made it through. Man, a lot of explosions, fireworks, a lot of noise.
Just amazing, isn't it?
It is. It is.
What a time of the year.
And the weather. Yeah. Wow. Just, you know.
You couldn't describe it.
It was indescribable. Yesterday and last night, how it all came together. It was okay.
I mean, you know, it
could have been worse.
Depends on your thoughts and how you took it.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
All right, so.
Yeah, here it is, 5th of July, Friday. You know, we got the weekend to look forward to.
Yeah, yeah, it's a long weekend.
All right, look.
So everybody's enjoying themselves.
Actually, we're recording this in advance. Let's just cop to it
right now. Hey, wait a minute. This is theater of the mind.
Really?
People thought that we came in on a holiday to do this show special just for them.
Well, they can think anything they want, but... I'm just going with, you know, what's
all right.
Reality.
All right, so we're just doing this just to placate a whole bunch of people listening to the program right now. Got it.
There are things going on around the area. We'll get to some of the things.
Yeah.
But, you know, one of the things we always do is, the National Day calendar, and that's still doable.
Well, people are expecting that National Day calendar
to come up
first thing.
Exactly. So which one of these days does not belong for today?
No.
Yeah, you ready for this?
No, I'm never ready for this.
Is it National Hawaii Day?
And you're not ready ever for this either.
Could it be National Bikini Day? Is that even possible? National Graham Cracker Day. Is it that or is it not that? Is it National Apple Turnover Day? How about National Workaholics Day? Or is it National Celebrate Anything and Everything Day? Which one of those days
It's not that one.
You don't think so?
No, it's not.
Well,
Celebrate
for a change,
Everything and Anything Day.
You are correct, sir.
Yes.
You are correct. You got it right. It is not Celebrate Anything and Everything Day. Yesterday was 4th of July.
Yeah.
That's when we celebrated the birth of our nation, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We didn't even go to Russia to celebrate.
Oh, no.
Like some of our Republican friends do.
Yeah, they did a few years ago.
Yeah.
They don't do it. They didn't do it this year.
The optics, not good.
Yeah. So National Hawaii Day, that's today.
Yeah.
Let's find out about that, shall we?
Okay. All right, let's look deeper into that.
National Hawaii Day. 8 islands make up the Aloha State. Have you ever been to Hawaii?
I've never been there.
Me either. Sam, you ever been to Hawaii?
I have not, but my parents got married there.
Oh. No kidding.
Yeah.
Wow. I bet they still talk about it to this day.
Apparently not.
Okay.
I haven't asked them about it in quite a while.
Well, I didn't know there was 8 islands.
I didn't
making
either.
Making up the Aloha State. The largest, of course, is named Hawaii, but the islands of Maui, Oahu, and Kauai? Kauai? K-U-A-I. Followed by Molokai, Lanai, and Nuuh.
Yeah, you're doing a great job of that.
Thank you. Nearly 2,000 years ago, Polynesians navigated the Pacific Ocean in double-hulled vessels from the west. They came from the west.
Huh.
Huh. Captain James Cook sailed to the islands in 1778 and would later meet his death on the Big Island. Doesn't say how, doesn't say why. For generations, Hawaii was ruled by the Kamehameha dynasty. King Kamehameha is still honored in Hawaii today.
Well, we should get our French interpreter.
No, we shouldn't.
Okay.
Let's see. What else? What else do we have for today? July 5th. What?
Yeah, it's kind of interesting because, if you're an Elvis fan, you watch the Elvis movies, Blue Hawaii. Fantastic.
What a classic movie.
Yeah. And the boating and Elvis out there in the boat.
This ties right into National Bikini Day.
Oh, it does,
which
see?
Is today.
Girls, girls, girls.
There you go.
That's all about.
That's what Elvis was all about.
Always about.
Since July 5th, 1946, women have been hitting the beaches and poolsides in bikinis. Remember this song?
Yeah.
National Bikini Day marks the anniversary of the invention of the revealing two-piece bathing suit. Named after the Bikini Atoll, where the United States conducted atomic tests, the two-piece
Let's
bathing
celebrate
suit.
With a bathing suit.
Yeah. The two-piece bathing suit made its debut in Paris. French designer Jacques Haim wanted to name the revealing bits of fabric Atom. He wanted to name it after the Atom bomb. But designer Louis Riard named his piece revealed on this day in 1946 with the name Bikini, and the word stuck. Isn't that fascinating?
It's pretty cool.
It leaves you speechless and me as well. Okay, National Bikini Day.
I think
wear a bikini today.
One pieces are more popular now than the bikini.
I think so.
Bikini.
Yeah. Bikini's kind of gone out of style.
Yeah.
National Graham Cracker Day. I don't even want to. Do you really need
what,
to know
graham crackers?
You want to know the history of the graham cracker?
Well, no.
Do you have any history
maybe.
Book stuff, Sam, by the way, before I ask?
Okay. I do.
All right, we'll get to that in a moment.
You know, maybe graham crackers is something we should delve deeper into.
Well, why don't we?
I mean, why would anybody use graham flour?
Yeah.
I thought it was named after the guy. What's graham flour?
Graham?
I don't even know.
No, you're right.
It is.
It's named after a guy
named Graham.
Sylvester Graham.
So what kind of flour did they use? It's so unique. So
well,
different.
Funny you should ask, because Sylvester Graham first invented the slightly sweetened cracker. He intended it as a health food.
Oh.
In the early 1800s, the Presbyterian minister developed the cracker as part of his Graham diet program. They were made from whole wheat Graham flour with added bran and wheat germs.
Oh.
He believed his snack would curb sinful cravings.
Just about
Presbyterian minister.
Everything
kind of
passed as a health food back then.
Well, it had a little.
That's true.
You know the story about cornflakes, right?
No.
No.
Tell us.
Oh, John Kellogg, who made cornflakes, he was also a very religious man.
Have you seen the movie about him?
No, I haven't. I didn't know that there was a movie. But
yeah, well, a fictional account.
Oh, okay.
It's an okay movie.
Cornflakes were also created as a quote-unquote health food to curb sinful tendencies.
No.
That's right.
Specifically,
yeah.
Get this, specifically in like mental health patients at asylums.
Yes.
Wow.
That's what the movie's about, actually.
Yeah, it's insane.
Mm-hmm. Can't remember the name of that one, but it's actually
give them
the
most bland food you can think of, and that'll curb their sinful tendencies.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's when you used to sprinkle sugar on the cornflakes before they came out with frosted cornflakes, which basically took over the market.
Right. Well, getting back to Graham and the graham cracker.
Yes, graham crackers.
Some of the easiest ways of using graham crackers are making a type of sandwich. like ice cream sandwiches. Mm-hmm. It's summer, so head to the freezer, just one scoop of ice cream between two crackers. I don't know if those are graham crackers necessarily. These are different kind of sandwiches. Yeah, this has nothing to do with, why did they throw this in there? Threw me a curveball. Has nothing to do with crackers.
It's just an ad crackers. With a recipe in it.
Never mind. Let's move on.
Well,
what else?
Okay, all right. You
sorry,
graham crackers and milk.
I'm
a favorite of a lot of kids out there.
Sure. So yeah, graham
crackers.
Oh
you
yeah,
graham crackers.
They get
and
real
milk?
Soggy real
no.
fast. So there's
that's really good.
Yeah, graham crackers and milk. Put them
yeah,
in a bowl.
Yeah, just about the only time I eat graham crackers is if I'm making s'mores.
Yes.
S'mores. Yes.
Well, try milk in a bowl. It's great stuff.
It is.
Like you break them up and it's
yeah,
like cereal
you can do
or
that.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like a cereal, but but you got to eat them fast, otherwise they go really soggy really fast. So you
well, it gets soggy,
down.
But they taste good. There's some that haven't been
mixed in with the ones that are the soggy ones.
Yeah, it's really good.
It's also National Apple Turnover Day today, July 5th. Enjoy a sweet individual pie.
Yep.
You know, this National Day calendar has something about pies. There's somebody in the pie industry, the Association of Pies. They have bought in big to the National Day calendar because there's things like this all the time. Apple Turnover Day today, also called hand pies. Really? Because their design makes them portable. Apple turnovers have been around since the 17th century.
Wow.
Bakers fill a small, flaky pie crust with a fruit or a meat and fold it in half. Once the edges are sealed, the pie is baked or fried. For additional sweetness, just add a dusting of sugar or icing on the
top.
Well,
they have to be kind of flaky, too.
Yeah.
What in the world does a meat turnover taste like?
Not good. I wouldn't.
It's probably just like a flaky pasty, I think.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
It's also National Workaholics Day. National Workaholics Day. We're here in spirit and... By technology's miracles, we're here.
Yes.
National Workaholics Day reminds us to balance our work and home life. Work isn't everything, John.
It isn't?
Nope. Do you come in early, skip your lunch, or stay late? Or do you know somebody who does? Well, this day is dedicated to the people who fit that description, the workaholics. We salute the workaholics today who
I appreciate that appreciation.
A workaholic feels the need to be busy at all times, which may cause problems. Mm-hmm. They might perform tasks that are not required or maybe do something unnecessary for a project completion.
What?
I don't know. It makes no sense at all. These unnecessary tasks cause inefficiency where the focus should be on production. Mm-hmm. This is, workaholics may have trouble delegating or entrusting coworkers with tasks. You know, that's true. Mm-hmm. Workaholics think like that. They think,
I can do it faster.
I can do it faster rather than explain it to somebody how to do it. I'm just going to take care of it right now.
Yeah.
They struggle with organizational skills due to taking on too much work at one time. The solution for workaholics is to step back, regroup, and slow down a little bit. So that's the advice to workaholics.
I'm going to have to cut back on the show prep then.
I thought you already did. A little zinger there. All right. Well, we're just getting started on a Friday morning here.
Yeah,
we got a whole lot to come.
It's a dumpster fire Friday. Let's bring that up. That's the whole point.
Yeah.
We are going to throw out a whole bunch of news that we never got to.
Yeah, over the past 7 or 8 months, it's just been piling up. We're going to get to it today, right?
Clearing through everything.
Yeah? You have anything? What's first on the list? What are you going to throw at us here?
Voter fraud.
Oh, well, that's
who's
a big
committing
one.
That? Republicans.
Oh, what a shocker. The megas are at it again.
Yep.
All right. Much more of the John and Gordy Show, including a look at the history books for July 5th, coming up.
Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. When you're having computer problems, you need a company you trust to get things working again, quickly and affordably. Madison Computer Works has been doing that for business and residential customers for decades. Our computer care plans take away the hassle of being without your computer or needing to bring it in for repair. Starting at only $10 a month, our local and friendly techs provide remote help and can fix most problems in just minutes. Call 608-231-8000 and sign up today. Madison Computer Works, computers that work for you.
At Progressive, we know money can't buy happiness. But money did buy your boat, where you find peace fishing, unlike at home with three teenage daughters. Because fish never argue about who stole whose crop top, or get mad the other fish used up all the hot water. No, they just swim around, never embarrassed to be seen with you in public. So save money by bundling your boat or RV insurance with home or auto from Progressive. And buy more happiness, or something close to it. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states.
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Well, that's all right, Mama. That's all right for you. That's all right, Mama. Just any way you do it, that's all right. That's all right. It's all right, Mama, anyway, do.
Mad Radio, WMDX. Great song from
the King.
Elvis.
Yeah, it's all right, Mama. I think that's the first thing he recorded that made any waves.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
It was a big Mama Thornton song.
And I didn't actually like the song when I first heard it, and I have gotten very used to it, and now it's really identifiable with Elvis.
Good stuff. And, you know, it's time to open up the history books on this.
Yeah. John, do you remember when the song came out?
Yes.
You would have been, you would have been only like two or three, right?
No.
No.
Well, what year did it come out?
54.
It was recorded
in 54.
Okay.
Recorded in 54.
By Elvis?
By Elvis.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, I remember Hound Dog. And that was like 57, I think, 58, yeah. 57. And so I would have been 4 years old.
Mm-hmm.
But I do remember that song coming on the radio. We were sitting around the dining room table in Fort Wayne, Indiana, where we lived at the time, because, you know, we were gypsies. We moved from place to place.
Yep.
And that song came on. I remember my mom dancing around the dining room table. My dad just like, ugh, disgusting.
Yeah.
didn't like it.
Wow.
I don't remember my sister.
Did the
what she was
movements,
doing.
Huh?
So, that song just jumped right out of the radio. But That's All Right, Mama, also a great song. But you're right. I didn't take to that song until later on.
Right. My first memories of Elvis was going to an Elvis movie with my sister and the family. Yeah, we went to see Love Me Tender.
Oh, that was a great movie.
Yeah.
It really was.
It was.
It was a good
movie. I was so ready to pull up the song Do the Clam in case it was that movie.
We can still play that. That's a great song.
So why are we talking about Elvis on this date in history?
Well, that song that I played, That's All Right, was recorded on this date in 1954.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, let's officially, can we open up the history book? Because I feel like we're just kind of guessing right now until we open the book and look at the actual factual
there's our book information.
Yeah, all right.
That's nice.
Good. I feel much better now.
Let's see. What else happened today? Today, 1865, the organization that became the Salvation Army was formed.
What did they call it then?
It didn't have a name.
That's why they named it.
It was just a group of, it was a religious-based group, as it still is, but it was just a group of people going around giving necessities to the poor in London. And then the guy who's like heading this group, his wife renamed it to the Salvation Army after he died, I believe.
Okay. Oh, well, that's a much better story than the Boy Scouts.
Here we go with the Boy Scouts.
Scouting for boys.
Scouting for boys is not a good name.
They didn't workshop that one very well.
Oh, boy.
Well, they got it right after a couple of years, though. Okay. Anything else in the history for today, July 5th?
Sure. What else today, you got? 1989, the first episode of Seinfeld hits the air.
Wow.
I think it was called the Seinfeld Chronicles for a few episodes.
Oh, really?
Oh, really?
Yeah. You didn't know that?
That's an interesting name.
Yeah, it was a little different. The first few episodes didn't have Julia Louis-Dreyfus.
Was that in the title?
Yeah. Oh, Seinfeld Chronicles.
Look for that.
Yeah, look it up.
Did she play? I've only watched the show a few times. Who did she play?
Wait, you've only watched Seinfeld a few times?
Did
really?
You not find them funny enough to watch again?
Well, no, I wasn't alive when it was originally
well,
airing.
Well, I mean, reruns, they're all over
well,
the place.
Well, sure, but I don't know. I just
do
didn't.
You, do you still, I mean, do you watch it now?
When I don't reruns? Watch a ton of TV, but occasionally I can watch
that's,
it. Yeah,
that's it. It was it's fun.
The early shows were not that great. I mean, the first few episodes. In fact, it took a couple of seasons for Seinfeld to really kind of
but his comedy
get its
bits,
traction.
It interspersed throughout the entire show.
Yeah.
We're really good.
And they did a lot more of those in the early episodes where he'd be on stage, you know, go back and forth between his real life
his
and then his stage show.
Yeah.
Yeah. But then they dialed that part down to just the beginning and the end of the show.
Exactly.
Hmm. Yeah. Him and Larry David put that together. Yeah. And then Curb Your Enthusiasm
Larry
years
David,
later.
Of course, came from the show Fridays.
Right.
Which was a takeoff on Saturday Night Live.
Yeah. It was on ABC back, way back.
Yep.
Late 70s, I think. Something like that.
That was a great show. We played actually a cut from that. Remember, they were writing up the Constitution, and they were trying to figure out a way to word the Second Amendment. Remember that one?
Yeah, yeah. Yes. We got to bring that back.
Yeah. I'm sure we got it saved
deep
somewhere.
Dive
we
on
do.
That.
We okay. do.
So what's happening today on this fifth day of July? What do you want to, you know, what do you want to get into here? You want to dig into something? Is there anything else in the history book?
A couple more things. If you
Well, no, go ahead. I didn't mean to cut you off. I thought you were done.
No, today, you know, Dolly the sheep?
Not personally, no. but.
Well, Dolly the sheep was born today.
If it was a puppet, we'd know.
Yeah, I'm sure. I wonder if by the puppets. Time by the time this hits the air, if we'll have done the puppet show bit yet.
We've got to do that.
We're still workshopping.
Well, we got to work a few details out.
Dolly the sheep was born today in 1996. Became the first mammal to be cloned.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Yeah, science experiment. Yeah.
Wild stuff.
Boy, we got warned. What year was this?
1996.
96. Mm.
28
almost
years?
30 years ago.
Yeah.
8 years ago.
28, almost 30, I said.
Yeah. 30, okay.
The Republicans just had a fit. they thought this was the closest thing to cloning humans that we'll ever get
to. Right. Can't do it. Okay.
All right. What else?
A couple birthdays. P.T. Barnum, the great circus man, born in 1810.
You were just talking about that on a previous show.
What, about Barnum? They got rid of
the clowns and the animals.
Well, they changed the clowns a lot, so they're not scary. They're not doing the classic clowns anymore. They've kind of altered their appearance in the circus.
And clowns are getting a bad rap, you know?
Yeah, that's true. Yeah,
too many clowns that are scary.
Right?
Killer Clowns from Outer Space.
Yes.
That was a great movie.
It really
great
was.
Movie.
But they are scary to little kids a lot of times.
And then I think we've replaced P.T. Barnum with Trump at this point. Huh?
Well, yeah. Boy, that's probably truer than
kidding.
Yeah.
The greatest showman.
Yeah, and they got rid of the elephants. I mean, they finally got rid of all the animals in the new circus.
No, I'm glad that they did, but I remember going up in Baraboo and looking around the circus area, and they had the animals in the back. The elephants were kept.
They always had two or three elephants every summer. It was last summer was the last time for elephants.
Yeah.
At Circus World in Baraboo. Yep. They're no longer a part of the deal.
So where did they send them?
They go to a wildlife preserve, I believe in Florida. So they live out their retirement years there.
Yeah.
Well, that's where they've, I think they've done that for many years, actually.
That's a good move.
It is.
Is that circus parade still going on?
Yes. Actually, I think it already happened, I believe, up in Baraboo. You know, I moved a couple of months ago, and
losing contact with.
I have, it was a good time up in
Baraboo. The Baraboo life that you had.
Yeah, yeah.
My
daughter and grandkids still live up there, so I see them, you know, from time to time.
Yeah.
It's not that far away.
You just kind of wandered the streets up there, didn't you? You were kind of a street urchin, they call them.
I was the Art Paul Schlosser of Baraboo. I was just wandering around playing my guitar
and
just randomly singing songs to people. And did a little busking.
And I hear a wine shop owner has decided, hey, you know, I feel sorry for this guy. I think I'll let him play in my place.
Konamichi. That's right.
Konamichi.
I still play there occasionally.
That's right.
It has been a long time, but yeah, I want to get up there soon again.
Dumpster Fire Friday. That's what it's all about. And we're going to come back and we're going to start burning things.
All right. You're listening to the John and Gordy Family Show for July 5th, 2024. Coming right back.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for Matt Nair on air.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
International guests finding their way to Wisconsin this week for the National Brown Swiss Convention. I'm Pam Yonke, starting you off before the opening bell on a finally Friday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. They're all headed towards Brown County. The National Brown Swiss Show started before the 4th of July, celebrated yesterday, and will continue with show activities right on through Saturday evening. Josh Hushin is the assistant chair of the National Brown Swiss Convention. He's also past president of the Wisconsin Brown Swiss Association. He says it's just natural for the Brown Swiss to come to Wisconsin.
Wisconsin has more brown Swiss than any other state. And if you're asking me, I'm a little biased. I think we have the best brown Swiss in the country as well. So the way that we'll celebrate that is a couple things. The first is that we're going to give our youth a chance to show their animals to really a global audience, because we have attendees coming from Switzerland, from Italy, and from South America. So they'll have a chance to show off the hard work that they're doing with their cattle to a global audience and get feedback and compete with their peers to see where they're at. The second thing that we'll do then is to visit some local farms. So we've got three farms that we'll take tours to.
There you go. Bet you didn't realize Wisconsin had so many brown Swiss. That's Josh Hushin, assistant chair of the National Brown Swiss Convention. He stresses that it is open to the public and they welcome anybody to come on by. The animals are at the Brown County Fairgrounds in Green Bay. Their convention happening downtown Green Bay at the KI Center.
Introducing Certain Herbicide, the latest corn innovation from BASF. It brings powerful PPO residual chemistry into a pre-through early post application thanks to novel solid encapsulation technology. Apply from pre-plant to V3 and get up to 8 weeks of residual control or suppression of 79 broadleaf and grass weed species. Don't chase weeds all through the season. Attack them before they emerge with Certain Herbicide from BASF. Always read and follow label directions.
Water hemp, Palmer amaranth, and giant ragweed. Left undisturbed, they will become the most dangerous foes to corn plants. But in the early season, these weeds are at their weakest. Now is the time. A predator lurks. Certain herbicide attacks, unleashing full residual power before weeds have a chance to emerge. Pre or early post application, they are hopeless against such effective chemistry. Certain herbicide from BASF. Always read and follow label directions.
On Wednesday, barrel cheese was up 2 1/4 at 190 1/4. 40-pound block cheese was unchanged at 190. Double A butter down 1/4, still at 313.5 per pound. One crop that's already being realized in Wisconsin, our cherry crop. Jim Sequest from Sequest Orchards in Door County says it's a big crop this year. He said normally they've got room for about 15 million pounds of Wisconsin cherries, and he said right now they're just about at capacity. They started pick your own as of this week. They'll bring in mechanical harvesters to get the rest starting July 11th. I'm Pam Yonke.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. A shift in government, not here, overseas.
To the country, I would like to say first and foremost, I am sorry. I have given this job my all, but you have sent a clear signal that the government of the United Kingdom must change.
Outgoing British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak, after his Conservative Party lost badly in yesterday's election. They had been in power for 14 years. The Labour Party's Keir Starmer will become the country's new prime minister. President Biden beginning a critical stretch in his effort to keep his re-election campaign going. He will meet with voters in Wisconsin and Pennsylvania today and will sit down for a one-on-one interview with ABC's George Stephanopoulos later. Hurricane Beryl, a Category 2 storm as it batters the Mexican resort towns of Cancun and Tulum on the Yucatan Peninsula, Tulum especially in the crosshairs. Labor Department's June employment report out this morning expected to show the market beginning to cool just slightly. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A judge in Madison is striking down parts of Act 10, the state law that took away collective bargaining rights for most public workers. Dane County Judge Jacob Frost says parts of the law violate the constitutional right to equal protection because law enforcement was exempted. It's not clear exactly how Wednesday's ruling will be applied. There's more law enforcement out on the water this holiday weekend, making sure people are boating sober. Savannah Tomei Olson has more on Operation Dry Water.
Please be careful on the water this weekend. Since the project began in 2009, law enforcement has gotten more than 6,000 drunk boaters off the water. The DNR says wear life vests and have a designated driver. Alcohol is a leading factor in boating deaths. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
That's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. The 4th of July typically means a big weekend at the summer box office. This year should not disappoint. Opening this weekend is Disney Pixar's Despicable Me 4, which is expected to be the film that finally knocks off Inside Out 2 from the top spot. The most recent installment is pulling a not-quite-fresh rating on Rotten Tomatoes, but the franchise has enough street cred with audiences to put the butts in the seats. Despicable Me 4 stars Steve Carell, Kristen Wiig, and Miranda Cosgrove. Another highly anticipated opening is Maxine, a film about a young, aspiring actress in 1980s Hollywood that gets drawn into the world of adult films, all while a serial killer haunts the LA streets. If you want to watch a moving picture from the comfort of your own home, Eddie Murphy stars in Beverly Hills Cop, Axel F., which is now available to stream on Netflix. The film is receiving a fresh rating from Rotten Tomatoes and has some of the same old cast members, including Judge Reinhold and John Ashton, and has added a fresh face in Joseph Gordon-Levitt. Have fun at the movies. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Impact of a meal goes well beyond feeding our bodies, because feeling full can sound like this.
How did the interview go?
I did it! I got the job! I can't believe it!
And like this.
Mom, I got first place at the science fair with my volcano project!
That's amazing, sweetie. Congratulations!
Because when people are fed, futures are nourished, and everyone deserves to live a full life. Join the movement to end hunger at feedingamerica.org/act now. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
The Todd Alba Show.
Andrew Hahn, he is a data journalist, and he maps out in this article what makes Wisconsin great. 96% of Wisconsinites live within 30 minutes of Quick Trip.
Wisconsin is one of those places that has a cultural identity that's unique to this place. And when we tell stories like this, it reminds people that we all come from this place and we all share a goal, genuinely, of trying to make this state a better place.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Busted Pencils.
Fully leaded education talk.
Our guest, Jonathan Gurko. Deliberative dialogue in democracy isn't winning an argument.
Instead of how do we win and end the conversation, how do we keep it going? How do I listen in a way on the assumption that someone else has something that I can learn from that will improve my point of view so that we can grow? To me, that's the democratic project.
Busted Pencils with Dr. Tim and Dr. Johnny. Weeknights at 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Celebrating freedom, unity, and the spirit of America this holiday, I'm Earl Ingram, host of The Earl Ingram Show.
And I'm Earl's producer, Calvin Butenhoff. From all of us with the Civic Media Radio Network to you, happy 4th of July.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
Scattered showers and thunderstorms are likely today, and it will be mostly cloudy with a bit of clearing by late this afternoon. Our high 73, the wind northwest at 10 to 20. Tonight, clearing 59. Tomorrow, it will be partly cloudy and a bit warmer with a high of 78. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 65.
You're going to find incredible savings during the 4th of July sale at Verlo Mattress. We dare you to compare our American-made, locally crafted, factory direct mattresses. You see, we handcraft every Verlo mattress locally and pass the savings on to you. And every mattress we make is backed by our lifetime comfort guarantee. Save big when you upgrade to an adjustable base. And the more you buy, the more you save on pillows, sheets, and mattress protectors. But you'd better hurry. American-made, locally crafted. Verlo.
For the record, good sir, are you saying people that buy or sell with the Aaron Weber Group get the best price with updated market reports and instant property value quotes?
I am, Senator. They also do virtual or in-person meetings, too.
You expect us to believe that the Aaron Weber Group, powered by First Weber, is Madison's go-to real estate expert with results?
Yes.
Order! That's the Aaron Weber Group. Move to Madison.com. Order in the court.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Jane is on vacation, but I, Greg Bach, am hosting in her stead. We welcome Civic Media's very own Luke Mathers to the show to go over all the news of the day. Join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 11.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
This portion of the show is being brought to you by Ed's Old West Exterminators, the only exterminators in town who kill your roaches after giving them guns and allowing the roaches to draw first.
Sounds like a Star Wars movie.
Yeah, it does.
WMDX, the John and Gordy Family Show.
Yeah, a lot of things going on, you know, with the 4th of July yesterday and 5th of July, and, you know, here we are to the weekend, so there are events that are stretching all the way through the weekend.
Yeah.
Like, well, for example, Stoughton Fair is happening at, is it Mant Park? You're a Stoughton, you used to live in Stoughton, didn't
you,
for a short time?
I went to these things, yeah. These events, they're great.
It's a carnival, they have exhibits, you can go to stoughtonfair.com, find out more about that. That's happening through the weekend, and also the Catfish River Music Festival in Stoughton. At the Stoughton Opera House. Mm-hmm. That's going on through the weekend.
They really fixed that place up.
And, it's beautiful.
What I hear is that they had a main level, and it used to be part of the theater. What they did now, it used to be part of City Hall.
Okay.
They moved City Hall out of there, and now it's a huge bar.
Okay.
So you go in there and just get loaded.
I've never actually been to the Stoughton Opera House. But I
haven't been there either, but the second floor is where the stage is.
Okay.
Yeah.
They have some really good name artists that go through there.
They have great artists in there. Yeah.
Let's see. What else? So you can go to Cat River Music Festival .com. Catfish River Music Fest.com.
Gotta get your glasses checked, Gordy.
Good Lord, I guess so. Wanaboom happens in Wanakee.
Is this their Fourth of July celebration?
Sorry, that was yesterday.
Okay.
unless it rained yesterday, and then it's today.
Okay.
If it rained yesterday, get ready for it tonight. Okay, that's it.
What do you mean, yeah?
Rid of this. Okay.
No, don't. You gotta use that for the rest
don't
of the
worry.
Summer.
Don't worry.
We're gonna use
it.
That to start the dumpster fire, right?
Oh, well, let's. Why don't we? Is it time?
Yes, it's time
let's
to.
The Dumpster Fire Friday is on. Light the fuse. Okay.
There we go.
Oh, it takes a while sometimes.
Yeah, there we go.
Oh, it's a blaze. It's a blaze already. So these are stories that we have saved up, especially for the Dumpster Fire Friday.
Well, these are stories that ended up being saved up. That we just
For
far too long. I really have a stack of papers here. See?
Here comes the fire truck.
The fire department is coming
they
over
are
just
right
to make
on
sure
it.
That this doesn't get out of control.
Thank goodness for the fire department. keeping things under control for Dumpster Fire Friday. These are stories that, you know, have reached the high bar of being on the John and Gordy Show. We just didn't have time to get around to them.
Yes. For some reason, we just ran out of time with endless ramblings.
But they still have relevance and meaning, and that's why we've saved them till
and
today.
And I do want to preference this. Yeah. We have created some AI music intros for this.
We have?
Yes.
No kidding.
No, we have a whole bunch of them.
Well,
so
let's
we're gonna debut it. Right now, let's hear it.
Dumpster fire burning bright, fake news blazing in the night. Wipe it out with all your might. Let's restore what's right.
There it is. Oh, that's beautiful, huh?
Woo-wee. Woo.
Yeah, yeah. AI. You gotta love that. Mm-hmm. No, you don't.
All right.
Okay. Well, let's
what's
get to
go into the dumpster
voter
first?
Fraud first.
Oh,
okay.
Boy.
This is the Georgia Republican Party voted unanimously Friday to oust first vice chairman Brian Pritchard from his leadership position after a judge ruled he voted illegally 9 times.
Wait a minute. What was
he just wanted to make sure.
What was his position?
He was the vice chairman of the Georgia Republican Party.
Well, that he wasn't setting a good example.
No,
there.
No, he did not.
Voting illegally.
I know he could have at least done it maybe once, but he decided 9 times was just making sure.
And he got caught.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
And now he's on probation.
Probation.
And, oh, by the way, add on to that a felony check forgery sentence.
Another felon?
Yes.
Boy, the Republican Party's
what
just,
is with them, right?
Felony. I mean, it's like a new badge of honor for him, apparently.
It apparently is. And then voter fraud is something that they always talk about not liking, and yet they're always committing voter
they're
fraud.
They're first in line. Throw that in the dumpster.
Yeah, well,
all right.
There it is.
Get it in the dumpster.
It is. Dumpster.
Get it going. Whoa. Look out for that. Oh.
That explodes.
Okay. Jeez. Look at the flames.
Wow. It's getting hot in here, isn't it?
It's very hot.
All right. Let's get to another big story here that we didn't have time for.
But we got time today.
On rounding up illegal immigrants, you got to find them first.
Okay.
I just thought the irony of all these stories is just something else. Not only is the idea of rounding up immigrants into large detention camps repugnant, but maybe this is all smoke and mirrors anyway, and we can only hope that it is.
Okay.
Biden-Harris campaign released, cut 55 if you can here, they released a interesting nugget. Mike Johnson says he absolutely supports Trump's Project 2025 plan to round up millions of Latinos in mass detention camps. Here is the ad.
The former president who wants to be the next president said one of his plans is, he talked to Time Magazine, is to round up the 11 to 15 million illegals and then go through them and find out who belongs here and who doesn't. Would you support that?
Absolutely. And President Trump and I have talked about this at length, but the challenge we'll have is finding them, Brian.
Well, that could be a challenge.
Wow. All right. Well, you know, set your sights high.
Good luck with that. Throw it in the dumpster. That's out of there. All you got to do is find them. It's easy.
Well, the goal.
That's a challenge.
They have high goals.
That's a challenge, though.
Yeah.
It's...
all right,
incredible.
Now this is the
all right, what's next?
This is on transgender kids.
Okay.
Now we had to go back really far, so all of these cuts that you're hearing, we had to research again.
Okay.
Here we go. This is the pride flag. Brentwood folks grilled bully Representative Gino Bolso about his pride flag ban that protects the Confederate flag and other radical flags, and his bill protects them, except for, of course, the pride flag.
Okay.
Gino's indoctrination is one of a kind. Let's check this out.
I have a question. question. Can you give me an example, an exact example, of a child being indoctrinated because they saw a pride flag?
I can. You can look at the recent statistics about children who are identifying as transgender. It's off the charts because they're being indoctrinated into thinking that that is something real. That's a direct byproduct of what's going on in the schools and on social media.
The reason that you see and you hear more now about transgender children than you did 10 years ago, 15 years ago, the best analogy I can give you is the same thing that happened in the early 50s when we quit requiring children to use their right hands. The number of left-handed students increased exponentially and then leveled out. And it's not that we were promoting them, not that we were, it's that they were already there, they already existed, guys. And we were letting them exist.
That's it. Yeah. That's poignant.
Yeah, that's a good point, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah. So this guy, this Gino Balso, is real head case. Real head case. All right, let's get to something that I think is almost surreal.
All right.
Remember when Dick Cheney was the greatest threat to democracy? Pot calling kettle black at this point.
Oh, boy, yeah.
Here is Dick Cheney on Trump.
In our nation's 246-year history, there has never been an individual who is a greater threat to our republic than Donald Trump. He tried to steal the last election using lies and violence to keep himself in power after the voters had rejected him. He is a coward. A real man wouldn't lie to his supporters. He lost his election, and he lost big. I know it, he knows it, and deep down, I think most Republicans know it.
All right, there it is.
That's, yeah.
I know, we never got to that. It's important to know that Dick Cheney really doesn't like Trump.
Not at all.
Nope.
Not at all. All right.
All right, now let's go to something that doesn't require audio.
All right.
But it's crazy stuff, you know.
The fire is getting a little low in the dumpster, so let's get a good one. All right.
Can we throw that one in?
Well, no, okay. Sure.
There we go.
Okay, there. Okay. Thank you.
Kick the dumpster.
Put the last couple ones in there. Okay.
All right.
Get the marshmallows out.
All right, okay. This is Donald Trump, king of the fake news and election interference. It was all rigged. As we know, during his trial, it came out that he was working with the Inquirer. Now, This is a guy complaining about fake news, accusing every organization of fake news.
Of course.
Yet he was working with the Inquirer, the king of fake news,
yes,
in order to create stories about his opponents.
Yes.
So, I mean, I thought this was
how
the
ironic.
Headline.
Yeah.
This was the headline during the trial.
Yes.
This is a big story, and I got a whole bunch of Inquirer covers.
Okay.
So these were never real stories.
These are the headlines, though, on the cover.
Never real stories.
Okay.
Hillary Clinton, brain cancer drama. Yes. Memory loss and vision agony.
Okay.
Now, that was just made up.
That was completely false. Completely
false. Fake news.
Fake news.
Or this one, Hillary, 6 months to live.
Okay. There's more?
Yes, there's more. Obama and Hillary ordered FBI to spy on Trump.
Of course they
didn't. Didn't happen.
You don't think so, huh?
No.
I don't know.
Made that one up.
Maybe.
Or how about this?
Okay.
Proof, Obama wiretapped Trump. There you go. Another one. Or this, everybody remembers this one, Ted Cruz's father linked to JFK assassination. We didn't want Cruz to jump into the race.
Oh, no. He was worried about Cruz. Yeah.
And this, finally, Hillary framed Trump family. There you go, right there.
Okay. Well, that's a good one to throw right into the dumpster. Again, throw it. Do it.
The while he was accusing everybody of...
Fake news.
That's good. We're kicking the dumpster, loosening up.
Yep, got to do that once in a while. Get the
flames
going.
The papers are kind of stuck together.
Yeah. Right. We don't want the fire department to come back here.
So. No, we don't.
Okay.
All right, I think we've got time
couple
for
more
maybe
minutes.
A few more here.
Yeah. couple minutes.
All right. Yeah. How about this? The Supreme Court has taken another dangerous step forward. In Heller, the Supreme Court wrongly held that the Second Amendment protects an individual right to possess firearms. It doesn't really, including self-defense in the home. 2 years later, in McDonald versus City of Chicago, the court determined that the right to bear arms is a fundamental right. Well, I'm glad they added that. This completely obliterates the complete text of the Second Amendment, which isn't real long.
No.
The Supreme Court heard arguments last fall to decide if a 1994 federal statute prohibiting anyone actively subject to a domestic violence restraining order from having firearms. Now they're looking at that to see if that's constitutional or not. And that's one of the things we talked about with Jim Santel about the whole idea of what these things are going to mean in the next couple of weeks.
Right.
This could challenge the existing gun laws in states like California, Hawaii, Maryland, Massachusetts, New Jersey, and New York. They may just disappear. This underscores the importance of this decision. This means that revisiting rulings that held up laws that banned assault weapons and high-capacity magazines may also be on the docket as well.
Okay.
We already know the bump stocks.
Right.
Passed muster. It was okay.
Yeah.
And here's the scam by activist justices. To justify a regulation, forget the text completely, the government must demonstrate that a challenged law is consistent with the nation's historical tradition of firearm regulations.
All right. Well, throw that one on the dumpster.
All right, let's go. We've got it in there.
Got much more for this Friday, July 5th, of the John and Gordy Day After 4th of July show on WMDX.
This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Are your taste buds bored? Awaken those tired senses with a culinary treat at La Pollera Colombiana in Madison. La Pollera Colombiana's delicious, authentic cuisine is like taking a food journey through Colombia. There's a dance of flavors in every bite. Open Sunday through Thursday, 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. Friday and Saturday, 9 a.m. till midnight. La Pollera Colombiana, 3579 East Washington Avenue in Madison. Your taste buds will thank you. La Pollera Colombiana.
Let's get back to live music in the lair with Kaylin Cole. The next song you have for us tonight is called 1103.
Yes.
Is that a time or a flight number?
Oh, that's actually really good. That's a good idea. I think I might have to write another song with that. You'll get 50%.
It's live in the lair. Grab the podcast now at MaxIncRadio.com and listen live on Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for the Todd Lawball Show.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
All dumpster fire, souls ablaze, ashes of the past we praise. MAGA history's final cry, goodbye to the flag we fly. Dumpster fire,
Dumpster Fire Friday theme.
Yeah, I like it.
AI generation, you got to think.
Yeah, cutting edge.
All right.
That's heavy.
WMDX,
stuff.
The John and Gordy Extravaganza Dumpster Fire Friday. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
We got so much more to burn here.
Burn, baby, burn. July 5th.
Yeah.
Happy to have you with us today. Okay.
All right. Should we get to the next one? Let's get right back to the dumpster fire. This may be the last election we'll ever have to go through again.
Really?
And this is according to Trump. Let's listen.
Okay.
If we don't win on November 5th, I think our country is going to cease to exist. It could be the last election we ever have. I actually mean that.
An example needs to be made!
We don't win. I think this could be the last election we ever have. That's where our country's going.
They've got the gallows set outside this Capitol building. It's time to start using them.
It could be the last election we ever have.
Yeah, could be. Could very well be.
Wow, that's scary.
Yeah, yeah.
Frightening.
All right, and let's also listen to Thelonious Trump praising dictators.
He loves Norleone.
He wants to join their ranks.
He does.
Let's check this out.
Okay.
President Putin was very, very strong.
He even called me brilliant, isn't that nice?
Putin has much better leadership qualities than Obama.
I have President Putin. He just said it's not Russia. I will say this. I don't see any reason why it would be.
Kim Jong-un, he really has been.
You're listening to Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Jane is on vacation, but I, Greg Bach, am hosting in her stead. We welcome Civic Media's very own Luke Mathers to the show to go over all the news of the day. Join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 11.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. You're listening to Mad Radio.
WMDX 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.